morning. Good evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. It's 5:05 p.m. We're at Palm Coast City Hall for a special city council meeting. Would you please rise and join me in a pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Roll call, please.
Here.
Vice Mayor Shipley?
Here.
Councilmember Cuff?
Here.
Councilmember DiLorenzo?
Here.
Councilmember Nobile?
Here.
Mayor, all members are present.
Thank you very much. First item on our agenda is a presentation of fiscal year 2016-2017 budget. May we have the abbreviated
for
that, please?
He wants to get this over with,
all
so
right.
Go for it.
Absolutely. We're ready. Well, good evening, everyone. And once again, just a quick look at the budget preparation timeline. You know we've worked really hard this past year preparing for tonight. This is our final budget hearing to adopt the final budget as well as the final millage rate. And hard to believe, in just a couple of weeks, it'll be October, and we'll be closing out the current fiscal year, meeting with departments to review the year that's passed. This is our fiscal year 2017 budget, starting with our general fund there at the top. Below that are special revenue funds, our enterprise fund, which includes utility and stormwater, as well as our internal services fund, which includes fleet and facilities. Just a quick look at the total 2017 budget for you. The total proposed budget is $154,321,423.
You ever wonder why they don't round that off?
And this is the millage rate history looking back to 2008. Our preliminary taxable value down at the bottom in the black bar. 5% increase over last year. And our final millage rate proposal for 2017, which is 4.2450, the same as our 2016 millage rate and also our trim rate. Any questions?
Questions?
Good job.
Seeing none, at this time I would like to recess the City Council meeting, convene the CRA Board meeting. Whether you've noticed it or not, you're now sitting as CRA Board members. The State Road 100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency Board proposes to adopt a budget with the total appropriate expenditures and reserves of $1,858,057. Is there a motion to approve this resolution?
Move approval.
Second.
Seconded. Anyone from the public wish to be heard on this resolution? No one racing to the public podium. We will close the public portion meeting. Back to council. We have a motion. Additional questions, comments, or motion?
We get the motion. Get a motion.
Have the motion.
We get a second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries without objection. At this time, I would like to adjourn the CRA board meeting and reconvene the Palm Coast City Council meeting. Whether you've noticed it or not, we're now sitting as members of the Palm Coast City Council. This brings us to agenda item number 3. This is a resolution levying the final millage tax rate for fiscal year 2016-17. The City of Palm Coast proposes to levy a millage rate of 4.2450 mils. This is an increase of 0.1174 mils, or 2.84% over the rollback rate of 4.1276. Is there a motion to approve the resolution?
Move approval.
Second.
And from the public wish to be heard on the resolution? Don't approach the podium. We'll close the public portion of the meeting. Come back to council. We have a motion and a second to approve the resolution. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries without objection. We've adopted the millage rate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a budget with total appropriated expenditures and reserves of $154,321,423. Is there a motion to approve that final
budget?
Move
approval.
Second.
Second. Anyone from the public wish to be heard on the budget adoption? Seeing no one approach the podium, we'll close the public portion. Meeting back to council. We have a motion and a second. Additional questions? We've got a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries without objection. This brings us to the public participation portion of the meeting. This is the opportunity for the public to speak on any item not on today's agenda. And for the public wish to be heard.
Mayor, may I?
You may.
I wanted to give you an update just because it's very timely. We had I announced the issue with the TPO and how Volusia County had a bridge that came in over budget of $1.6 million, or at least they were looking for $1.6 million out of a $3 million shortfall. And they're looking for TPO dollars, even though it's not going through the normal process and meeting the policies. We had a Citizens Advisory Committee meeting and a Technical Advisory Committee meeting of the TPO yesterday. And so Alan Peterson, our representative, reported back to me today, and then Jose Papa reported back to me as our representative of Technical Advisory. I was fairly upset about this, but then after I hear what they're proposing, it really is unfair to one entity, and that's Palm Coast. They have put together a proposal that they have demonstrated that the projects that had been advanced because they had additional dollars, they would all be unaffected except for one of ours. So they have now got a proposal where about $1.3 million would go to this bridge, and they have $1.1 million round figures that are still would still be kind of ending fund balance that wouldn't affect all the project that had been advanced. But the lowest project on the list is the trail and path in our L section on Lakeview. So if the proposal from Volusia County happens, all projects will be kept intact except for ours. So there would be no delay of any projects in Volusia County by them taking these additional dollars that violates policies, et cetera.
Now, this is proposal by Volusia County.
Volusia County to the TPO.
What will be presented to the TPO. So the
yes.
TPO has
but the
not...
executive board approved this as an agenda item. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, all they did is approve to put it on the agenda as an action item for them to take action next week. Both the Technical Advisory Committee and the Citizens Advisory Committee recommended approval, with no one in Volusia County objecting to it. So I already talked to our representative, which is Mr. DeLorenzo, and putting together additional information that, you know, of their request for basically $1.6 million or $1.3 million. I mean, there's a lot of compromises going on. If they were just to take $1.1 million, it wouldn't impact any projects. So to impact only one project, it makes it even more offensive to us up here that are following the process, following the policies, et cetera. So
and not even to switch out another Volusia County project.
Right.
Exactly.
At the least.
Well, novel concept.
I mean...
I'm rather amazed. So,
because you're going to stay hardline on the list when it comes to what's left after you insert something that should not be there in the first place.
Want to stress, this is not the TPO board. This is Volusia County's proposal to get additional dollars. And so at the very least they could do is just, you know, do what the excess dollars are for this fiscal year, which is at 1.1, which would not impact any of the projects.
Nobody's proposing that, I gather.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Mr. DeLorenzo, you've done an excellent job thus far. This is your last challenge.
So it's been fairly routine. You know? I got two meetings left.
So
we are expecting nothing but the best.
Look at it this way. You're going to the county. This is a good badge.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just wanted to...
Now, were you making that under public comment, Mr.?
Yes, whatever. But it does impact our budget because this has to do with our projects and our budget, so it is tied into. And Volusia County says, well, if they have to make up the shortfall out of their own county budget, then it delays some of their projects.
Well,
that is actually in writing. So
fair's fair. As I recall in the budget presentation, you showed a negative $154,000 in our capital projects budget. We should get the TPO to fill up that gap.
Yeah. We have bridge projects coming up. Yeah, I mean, really, this opens up
now
a can of worms.
What were we getting? What was our proposal for the walkway for the path?
It seems to me it's about $500,000 or $600,000.
That's the total cost of what we were looking for.
Yes.
From the TPO.
Right. And they would have a portion of that, but they wouldn't.
Okay.
But so it doesn't, but still, you know, just keep us whole if nothing else is kind of what the message is.
So now does it go up in front of a board with people like you from different areas and it's whoever shows
those? Yeah. It was about 100 of them.
Well, yeah, and it's the vote is weighted based on population.
But the real issue is not the validity of the project. It is the violation of the policies and procedures of the TPO board. It should never be even on their agenda.
Right, exactly. And then the shifting of dollars that were, when we vetted through the process, were earmarked for Palm Coast, and now it would be going to Volusia County. Yes, it's, you know, but Jose is going to put together some more information for Mr. DeLorenzo, so he's prepared, plus the letter from the mayor went out. And, you know, there's other ways. We didn't come up with compromises, but what's being proposed right now is really offensive.
Well, I think we stick to the fact that they're well outside the rules.
And yes.
We just continue down that.
Yep.
Good. Anything else?
That's all I have. Thank you.
This time I'd like to instruct the city clerk to forward a copy of the resolution adopting the final millage to the property appraiser, the tax collector, and the state of Florida Department of Revenue within 3 days. You've got your work cut out for you. We've had public comment. There was none. I will accept a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned. Thank you all.